This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You know that the sponsor of this show is, of course, Tangible Investments, because they are the name of our studio, right? They're the brand name, the Tangible Investments Studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle coin, call 800-780-9000, that's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Love to take your calls right now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Omarosa. Does anybody like Omarosa? That's the black chick from Apprentice, Donald Trump's show. It's the only way to describe her, by the way. I'm not being flippant, and I'm certainly not being racist. If she was a guy, say, there's the guy from the show. There's the white guy. There's the Hispanic guy. There's the black guy from the show. How else do you describe it on radio? She's an African-American gal from the very first Apprentice with Donald Trump, who had a really, really wild, out-there personality. Very rude, very angry, very mean, but also bigger-than-life personality. Some people loved her, some hate her. Very controversial. And she's got a new book coming out. And she accuses Trump of using the N-word about black people multiple times. Omarosa Marginalt Newman, a former contestant on The Apprentice before becoming a White House aide, slammed Trump in her soon-to-be-released book entitled Unhinged, an insider's account of the Trump White House. Here's a gal who probably has no way to make a living. Just like all those football players and all those famous actors, and again, I'll stress, it has nothing to do with color. Maybe the football players are black, but the actors are almost all white, and all of them would be broke if they weren't acting or playing football, because they don't have any other talents, and I don't know what her talent is besides being on The Apprentice and bragging about it for the next 7 years, and then, you know, getting a role, a minor role at the White House, and now she comes out and has the nerve to badmouth Donald Trump. She accuses Trump of using various racial slurs, such as the N-word. She accused Trump of disparaging Kellyanne Conway's half-Filipino husband, calling him goo-goo. George Conway responded to the claims about him as absurd. The allegation is not credible and indeed is ridiculous, particularly in light of the timing of her departure from the White House, December 12, 2017. It's absurd all around, he wrote. The White House is back Friday saying, disgruntled, Omarosa wrote a book riddled with lies. Instead of telling the truth about President Trump and his administration, are doing all they can to make America safe and prosperous. This book is riddled with lies and false accusations. It's sad that disgruntled former White House employees try to profit off of false attacks. And even worse, the media would now give her a platform after not taking her seriously when she had only positive things to say about President during her time in the administration. Frank Lutz slammed Omarosa on Twitter. He tweeted, I'm in Omarosa's book on page 149. She claims to have heard from someone who heard from me that I heard Trump use the N-word. Not only is this flat-out false, I've never heard such a thing, but Omarosa didn't even make an effort to call or email me to verify. Very shoddy work. Luntz continued, it seems like certain book publishers these days care more about a release, getting a release out than getting the facts down. Anyone who remembers the way Omarosa acted on The Apprentice knows she's a disgruntled former employee desperate for attention and money. And so, you know, look, if you wanted to sell 100,000 books, and nowadays that's a lot of books, by the way. Nobody's selling a million books so quick anymore. If you wanted to sell 100,000 books at the most instead of 5,000, which means you'd probably make about $500,000 instead of making $20,000, you would say Trump used the N-word. So she just made it up. Do you think he'd use it around her? Seriously? Do you think a lot of people use the N, a lot of white people use the N-word around their black friends and black employees? Do you really believe that? Because in the case of right here, she's saying she heard from someone who heard from someone who heard from someone that he said it around Frank Lutz, and Frank Lutz says total lie. He never said it. And she didn't even bother to call me to ask if I heard someone, if I personally heard him say it. So it just shows you the lies that people make up. Amazing. Omarosa, a liar. How about we go from Omarosa to Kamala Harris? Unable to name a single legislative accomplishment when asked. Senator Kamala Harris. Remember, she's a favorite for the Democrat presidential nomination. But she'll be a sacrificial lamb. She got zero chance against Donald Trump. Zero. She told the Call Your Girlfriend podcast in an interview released Friday that serving on various congressional committees is her biggest win. Awkwardly, Harris struggled to name a specific legislative accomplishment that she was a part of. She's a 2020 presidential hopeful. Just like Obama. Obama never did anything. Nothing. In the U.S. Senate. Not a thing. His name has done anything. And he became president of the United States. But times have changed. You're not beating Donald Trump. You know, Obama beat John Pitiful McCain. You're not beating Donald Trump. Donald Trump hits back. Donald Trump says, you hit me, I hit you four times harder. John McCain was a punching bag. In the grand scheme of the Senate, you're relatively new on the job, they asked her. And she said, yes, I am. 18 months. Yeah, and we're wondering maybe if you talk about what at this point you would consider your biggest win or the thing that you're like, whoa, when I look back at those 18 months, this is the thing I want at the top of my resume. Harris's response, I'll tell you. One of the things that I think for me is most important is the role that I serve on various committees that I am on, which are oversight committees. Let's be clear. Those committees exist to watch and question what's going on with our government, the United States government. So I'm on the Senate Intelligence, I'm on Homeland Security, I'm on the Judiciary, and the accomplishment then is for me is a function of what I think my role should be. Often, especially the last 18 months, has been to try and get at the truth. And so the accomplishment is, and the goal is, to always make sure that we are being, system is being as transparent as possible, and that frankly, the American public has the answers, and that we're being told the truth. When that happens, I feel a sense of accomplishment, and when it doesn't, I feel a sense of frustration. That's it. That's her answer to what's your favorite accomplishment? In other words, that's a politician's answer to I don't have any accomplishments. Zero. Zip. Other big news. Donald Trump trashes NFL players for anthem protests. He says most are unable to define what they're protesting. Exactly. Exactly. Donald Trump always says exactly what's on my mind. He said the NFL players are at it again, he tweeted, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for the national anthem. Numerous players from different teams want to show their outrage at something that most of them are unable to define. They make a fortune doing what they love. The president finished his thought a few minutes later, telling the players to find another way to protest. Be happy. Be cool. Football game. The fans are paying so much money, but so much money to watch and enjoy, is no place to protest. Most of that money goes to the players anyway. Find another way to protest. Stand proudly for your national anthem or be suspended without pay. And, of course, Trump's claim the players are unable to define what they're protesting about. The president could look at the tweet feed of Philadelphia Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins, who wrote Thursday night, before we enjoy this game, let's take some time to ponder that more than 60% of the prison population are people of color. The NFL is made up of 70% African Americans. What you witness on the field does not represent the reality of everyday America. We are the anomalies. So in other words, what he's trying to say is you either go to prison or you play football. Is that kind of what he's saying? You're either in the NFL or you wind up in prison. I don't think it's quite like that. I really don't. Jenkins raised his fist during the anthem along with cornerback Devontae Bosby. Trump's right, again, as usual. They have no idea what they're protesting about. And that's what he meant. They have an idea, but they're all wrong on their idea. And we just talked about Omarosa and how, you know, unintelligent and what a liar she is. And then, of course, we get to Kamala Harris. Got nothing to say. Never accomplished anything. Now we come to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, keep in mind, the Washington Post is the most liberal paper in America, right up there with anything, including New York Times. And she was the victim of a tough fact check by the Washington Post on Friday. The Washington Post's Glenn Kessler reviewed various dubious claims made by Ocasio-Cortez over the past several weeks and found all of them to be false. The following Ocasio-Cortez claims were fact-checked by Waco. All is false. Number one, unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs. Well, that was true under Obama and no longer true under Trump. ICE is the only criminal investigative agency, the only enforcement agency in the United States that has a bed quota, so ICE is required to fill 34,000 beds with detainees every single night. False. The National Democrats were campaigning most when we had more of an American middle class. This upper middle class is probably more moderate, but that upper middle class does not exist anymore in America. False. In a Koch brothers study, if any study is going to try to be a little bit slanted, it would be the one funded by the Koch brothers. It shows Medicare for all is actually much more, is actually much cheaper than the current system we pay right now. False. Completely false. Number five, the reason the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act is because they ruled that each of these monthly payments that everyday Americans make is a tax. And so while it may not seem like we pay that tax on April 15th, we pay it every single month, or we do pay tax, or we do pay a tax season if we don't buy, you know, those plans off the exchange. Kessler rated all of these false and called Ocasio-Cortez's claims eyebrow-raising. And then a couple more things I'll talk about when we get back. Actually, it's three important things. Number one, the California lawmakers, they're such thieves and frauds. They set up a secret DMV office so they don't have to wait in the heat for hours to renew their license. There's an office just for the politicians. And so it turns out that people are waiting in lines for hours at the DMV office in California. Thank God in Nevada, no such thing happens. I made an appointment. I walked in 5 minutes. They took me. And in 15 minutes, I was out. Don't ever let Nevada become California. Don't ever, ever, ever. But the thing is, even if you make people wait for hours, as disgusting as it is, to get their license renewed, how could you give politicians a special room where they don't have to wait at all? How crazy is that? And then when I get back, there's a whistleblower who says Obama was an Indonesian citizen and given financial aid as a foreign student in college. Told you so. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or PrepareWithWayne.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. Because healthcare is a disaster in this country. All of you know it. You either don't have it at all, or if you have it, it's ridiculously expensive and it covers nothing. There is a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. Anyone could do it anytime. You could drop your insurance and call Liberty HealthShare today. I used to pay $2,000 a month with Aetna. Now I pay about $400 a month. I think it's $467 for a family of six, 365 days a year. You can change without a window, without a limited enrollment period, without a penalty. Do it now. I did it. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. Can you use an extra $36,000 over a two-year period? I'll bet you could. Call Liberty HealthShare. It's a Christian health-sharing organization. Whole different way to look at healthcare. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. All right, thank you for sponsoring the show. So a whistleblower claims Obama was an Indonesian citizen and given financial aid as a foreign student at Occidental College. That would make everything I've ever said about Obama correct and true. Just my gut instinct, the whole story at Columbia stunk from the first day. First of all, he could have never gotten into Columbia. Occidental is a very average school. Not a bad school, but nothing like an Ivy League school. And we know he didn't have straight A's. We know he was a lousy student at Occidental. Every report is that he barely went to class and he smoked pot all day. How did he get into Columbia, one of the best five colleges in America, even then? How did he get in? I got in. I was a Columbia grad, class of 83. He graduated class of 83. How did he transfer in 1981? Impossible. But, of course, if you were a foreign student, they'd love you because it would increase their diversity. Diversity. They love diversity at Columbia and other Ivy League schools. They love it. So that would be how he got in. And then what would explain once he was in why I never saw him? We're both political science majors, he claimed. We're both pre-law, he claimed. How come I never saw him? And the answer would be as a foreign student, he would have been on a completely different class track than me. He would have gone to all international classes. I went to none. I don't think I ever took an international class of any kind in 4 years at Columbia. And he took nothing but international studies, international relations, international this, international that. It would have changed his whole career path. Also, I wouldn't have seen him on campus much because he lived off campus with a Pakistani national. Why was he in a college, apartment with a Pakistani national? I never met a Pakistani national in my entire life at Columbia. He roommates with one. Really, just pure luck. Or did they put two foreign students together? Of course they did. So this makes total sense. And why is he so afraid of it? Why, if it's true, he couldn't let you know that, right? Because you couldn't run for president of the United States if you were an Indonesian citizen. Now, he never was one. I believe and always have believed he was born in Hawaii. I'm not a birther. Obama's the birther. He's the one that told Colombian Occidental he was born or raised in a citizen of Indonesia. He's the one that told his publisher to put on the back of his first book, born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia, to make himself seem more exotic. So he's the birther, not me. But I think he committed fraud to get in Colombia. Therefore, he'd never be president, A, because he committed fraud, and B, because, you know, if you claim you're an Indonesian citizen, you can't be president of the United States. That would make everything he did for 8 years null and void, wouldn't it? That would be a massive blow to Obama. So he sealed his records. No one's ever gotten near his college records. He released, supposedly anyway, his birth certificate. He claims he did. Others argue vociferously that the birth certificate is a fraud. I have no idea. I'm not an expert on where someone's born. I'm not an expert on whether a birth certificate is real or not. So I've never weighed in on that. It's none of my business. I don't know enough about it to make an educated conclusion. But I know enough about Colombia to make lots of educated guesses. So if he was a Indonesian citizen at Occidental and a foreign student with foreign financial aid, then he was that at Columbia as well. And guess where the whistleblower is from? A whistleblower from the Higher Education Services Corporation in Albany, New York, came forward and advised attorney Orly Tates that she personally reviewed Barack Obama's financial aid information, which stated that financial aid was given to Obama as a foreign student and as a citizen of Indonesia. In the original case, there are over 100 pages that documented that Barack Obama was a citizen of Indonesia at the time he attended Occidental, that he has used fraudulent means to secure identification. However, Supreme Court Judge Charles Martinez, of course, ruled in favor of Occidental College and denied Orly Tates' motion to force them to produce Obama's college registration form. It's just unbelievable. Everywhere you look, the system is gamed by some bleeding-heart liberal fraud slimeball scumbag who protects Barack Obama. Some liberal, generally a white liberal, is always out to protect Obama because they've got such white guilt. It's unbelievable. Can't you just say he's a fraud? Wayne Allyn Root.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Earlier this week, the U.S. and China rolled out a new wave of tariffs as the trade war seemingly between the two countries continues. The U.S. will impose a 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of Chinese goods starting August 23rd. The Chinese came in basically did the exact same thing on the same date. Congressman Roger Williams says there's a better way to do this seemingly than all these tariffs.
Well, I mean, I think you've got two heavyweights battling each other right now. I am, as you know, a small business owner. I'm not that excited about tariffs. I think there's different ways to go. I think no tariffs would be great. President Trump is talking about that. But tariffs are, we've had the biggest tax cut we've had in many, many years. Tariffs do rise the price of cost of goods sold.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley announced today that the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh are set to begin September 4th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allyn Root, I may be a conservative. 99% of the time I'm a conservative, but actually it's 90% I'm a conservative and probably like 5 to 8% I'm a libertarian, and then like 1% I'm actually liberal. And that 1% where I'm liberal is about big pharma. Okay? I just believe that all this stuff that they create that is so bad for you, and they claim it's okay, like Roundup. And I'm looking now at the UK Daily Mail, the lead story, school groundsman 46 with weeks to live is awarded $289 million by a jury that ruled the weed killer Roundup did give him lymphoma, and the company acted with fraud and malice by claiming it was harmless. Let me tell you something. I can't get around any sort of a poison like Roundup for like a second. If I breathe it in, I'm sick. I can never get near weed killer. I can never get near bug spray. I can never get near chemicals that clean, around your house. They make me sick instantly. And to say that they're not dangerous is just a lie. I'm not saying they're not necessary, but they are dangerous, and you should wear a mask when you're using them. And so I agree with that verdict. I do. It's one of the few times. I'm not a big fan of lawyers, but I agree with that verdict of $289 million. Speaking of health, Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'll be very brief because I want to get to my guest, but everyone is telling me I look the best in a long time. I feel the best in my life. I've lost weight. I've gained muscle. I feel wonderful. I'm not pre-diabetic anymore. I'm not insulin resistant anymore. My cholesterol is back to fantastic again. It was bad before. All of it is because they put me on this special paleo diet, and I eat no grains and no gluten and no rice, and I'm just pure protein all day long, 24 hours a day, and I feel the best of my life. Why didn't someone tell me this, 20 years ago? Why didn't someone tell me this 10 years ago? Why didn't someone tell me this 5 years ago? For your free, no-obligation consultation, it's about everything, your food, your workout, hormone therapy, everything you could possibly do to make yourself look better. In a free, no-obligation consultation, you'll find out right now. Call 888-YOUNGER. If you want to look fatter, don't call. If you want to look lousy, crappy, don't call. If you want to feel crappy, don't call. If you want to look younger, call. 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com. That's Cena, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, and thank you for making Wayne Root great again. All right, we've got our guest, Robert Spencer, the author of the new bestseller, The History of Jihad, the director of Jihad Watch, a program of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. David Horowitz, a fellow Jewish conservative Republican like me. And great to have Robert on the line. Robert, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, Wayne. How are you?
I'll bet you didn't know with a name like Wayne Allyn Root that I'm a Jewish boy, bar mitzvah and all, Jewish parents on both sides.
I did not know that. I confess it.
Is Robert Spencer Jewish by chance?
No, but I'm always called that for two reasons. One, because I look it in the classic sense of looking it. And second, because Islamic jihadis tend to think that everybody who opposes them has to be Jewish.
There you go. There you go. Well, everyone thinks I'm not Jewish, and I am, and they think you're not Jewish, and you are. So you and I are fooling people,
yeah.
Robert. You and I are fooling them all. So you and I both are united in something. I'm sure we're both conservatives politically as well, but whether you are or not, we're both united in the fact that there's a problem in this country and Europe and Western civilization in general, and it's a jihad problem. It's a Muslim extremism problem. It's a extreme vetting problem. We've just got to be careful who we let in our country, and I believe your new book, The History of Jihad, is very clear that there's a problem and we all have to be aware of it, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. What this book shows is that for 1,400 years, there have been Muslims who are waging war against non-Muslims solely because they are non-Muslim. It's not all the Muslims doing this, but it's enough to make it a constant war that's been everywhere in the world where there have been Muslims and non-Muslims since the beginning, the 7th century, right up to today. And so when we have this mass Muslim migration into Europe and the ferocious attempts to block President Trump's travel bans and attempts to limit immigration from some jihadi hotspots, we have to ask the people who are in favor of these things, do you think we're really going to be different? Do you think it's going to be different this time? There's been no reformation, no rejection, no reconsideration of the doctrines that gave rise to this warfare. Why do we think we're going to be spared?
Right. Well, why would we be spared? They haven't spared anybody. You know what I'm most amazed at, Robert? They pulled off a 9/11, which means they have great capability, and they're smart people. They're not dumb. They're smart. That was a smart move. I don't know how they ever put that together. They've never hit us big time ever again, nor have they hit, like, Europe big time. You know, the closest would be that Paris terror attack, but that was really just running around on the ground, shooting lots and lots of people in a nightclub, etc. Terrible, tragic, the nightclub in Orlando. Terrible, tragic, you know, 50 people injured, 50 dead. Terrible, but they've never done a massive grab the headlines for weeks, shock the world. Why do you think that is? Because they seem capable of it, no?
Yeah, I think they're perfectly capable of it, and certainly there have been plots. But you have to hand it to law enforcement and our intelligence agencies. They have foiled all the major plots ever since then. And also, there has been a recasting, and the jihad groups after 9/11 actually did make a decision to work on a smaller scale, to encourage lone wolves, to try to call upon Muslims in the West and in the United States in particular to mount attacks on innocent civilians. And there have been a lot of those. Remember the Boston Marathon, Fort Hood, San Bernardino, Chattanooga, the list goes on and on and on. A lot of people probably don't even know how many there have been. But the whole goal of the thing, to destabilize American society, Western societies in general, so that the governments ultimately fall and Islamic law is able to be put in this place, that still remains and they're still working toward it.
You know, back in 2007, 2008, I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination. I won the VP nomination and joined the presidential ticket. And the problem I had, Robert Spencer, he's the author of the new bestseller, The History of Jihad. The problem I had is that Libertarians seem like they're fairly conservative on many economic issues. I thought I had a lot in common with them. And then I found out they have a big problem area. It's called Islamic terror, and they just don't understand it. They think it's wonderful to let anybody in the country. They seem to be kind of anti-Israel. They're on the side of the Palestinians. They have a real blind spot on that issue, and it turned me off, and I wound up leaving the Libertarian Party a couple years later. I just couldn't take it anymore. But, you know, they just did not understand that we've had a battle with Islam since the beginning of America. And I pointed out in a famous speech at the Libertarian Party event that it's just you guys are being very naive because the very first war that America ever had with the Muslims was in the 1700s with Thomas Jefferson. His first term as president of the United States, he had to fight the Barbary pirates who were kidnapping and killing and enslaving our sailors. We've been at war with Muslims since the beginning days of America, and the average person just doesn't know it. Am I right?
No, you're absolutely right, Wayne, and this is all in the book, that Thomas Jefferson and John Adams went to London, and they met with the Moroccan ambassador. And they wrote a report back to Congress, and the report said that the ambassador, we asked them why they were fighting us. Why are you attacking our ships? We come in peace. We have nothing against your Barbary states. And the Moroccan ambassador explained that it was written in the Quran, the holy book of Islam, that they had to wage war against unbelievers, and they were going to keep doing it, and there was nothing they could do to stop it. And that's why the United States ultimately decided they had to go to war, to show these people that there were going to be serious adverse consequences if they kept this up, and they were able to put a stop to it. Funny thing you mentioned also about the Libertarians, I've had exactly the same experience. I never ran for president, but I have encountered Libertarians over a period of years when I was speaking at CPAC probably about 8, 9, 10 years ago, and I would talk to them, and we would be agreeing down the line until it came to jihad terrorism, and they seemed to think that meant American interventionism around the world. And I don't know why that would follow. You know, I don't agree with the misadventures in Iraq and Afghanistan. They were ill-conceived, and they were not well carried out either. They weren't the proper way to deal with the Islamic Jihad, but they do seem to have a big blind spot about the jihad in general.
Yeah, I've never understood Libertarians on two issues, jihad and Muslim issues. And second of all, one that ties into that, open borders. They believe in open borders. They don't want welfare.
Incredible.
And they don't want America to be broke, but they want everyone to come in America. It makes no sense at all. And, of course, through that open border would come lots of people intent on attacking us terrorist-wise. So big mistake.
And they have.
Yeah, they have, of course. So a lot of people don't realize that filthy New Mexico compound where they arrested a guy who was holding basically kids, his own kids kind of hostage, and maybe had murdered some of his own kids, beaten some of his own kids. It was filthy. It was disgusting. He was training them for committing basically suicide attacks in schools. A lot of people don't realize that guy, isn't it now true that he's the son of some sort of terrorist from the World Trade Center bombing from the early 1990s? What's the story?
Yeah, not a terrorist, but an unindicted co-conspirator. Siraj Wahaj is his father and the grandfather of the boy who was murdered. And the Imam Siraj Wahaj is one of the most respected imams in the country. And he goes around, speaks to Islamic groups all over the country. Linda Sarsour calls him her mentor. But he was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. He was very close to the blind Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman, who was the mastermind of that bombing and was in prison for many years for it. He took him all around to mosques in New York and New Jersey before the bombing. So it raises questions as to, even though he was never prosecuted himself, that what does Siraj Wahaj think of his friend doing, you know?
We got problems. We got lots of problems. And we've got to stay very, very, very cognizant and focused. Robert Spencer is one of the guys helping us to do that. He's the author of the new bestseller, The History of Jihad, director of the Jihad Watch, a program of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Robert, thanks for coming on the show, and please tell David Horowitz, Wainwright says hi. I'm a big fan, okay?
I will, absolutely. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Robert. God bless. The History of Jihad. Go get it at Amazon. Wayne Allyn, War Now, The Warrior. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube Storage Units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cinegenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cinegenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cinegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads, or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
This segment of the show is sponsored by My Patriot Supply. We love My Patriot Supply. It's alarming that the Department of Homeland Security reports that Russia's military might be able to take control of parts of our electric grid. What would you do if your home had no power for several weeks? How about for several days? You have to go to extreme of several weeks. What if you had no electric or power, stove, refrigerator for several days? Do you have an emergency food supply to get through? If there's no power, grocery stores would empty and then they'd close. Think about it. There'd be no gas stations. They wouldn't work without electric. You've heard me talk about the importance of having food storage, whether it's long-term power outage or natural disaster or some work of terrorists. Rely on the folks at My Patriot Supply. They're devoted to helping hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant. They sell dozens of emergency food kits as well as gravity-powered water filtration systems at MyPatriotSupply.com. Whether it's power grid collapse, hurricane, earthquake, terrorism, you name it, something worse, protect yourself. Build your food storage plan today. Do it at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, other news. I mentioned to you California lawmakers set up a secret DMV office so they don't have to wait in line in the heat for hours to review their license. Everyday working Californians have to wait in line for hours in the hot sun with illegal immigrants to renew their licenses. But not in California, not the lawmakers. Democrat-controlled California legislature set up a secret DMV office so they don't have to worry about sunstroke and can just walk right in and renew their licenses. The normal way to California state-run DMV is several hours. Long lines are a fact of life in the Department of Motor Vehicles across the state of California. But KRA has learned of a DMV office that is not open to the public. It's located inside the legislative office building at N Street, adjacent to the state capitol. The office inside room 121 has no markings on the door, was locked when KRA visited on Thursday, but after knocking, a worker confirmed it was a DMV office that said it's set up to handle customer complaints that escalate to the legislative branch. However, having a private office for legislators and their capitol staff is a source of frustration for Assemblyman Jim Patterson, Republican of Fresno. His request for an official DMV audit was denied when three Democratic senators said, no can do. Of course not, because they don't want you to know that they are elitists. They are perfect little communist socialists because they believe none of us are allowed to make any money, but they themselves have a right to be rich. And then one more story that should be very important before we go check out for the day. Maybe there's time for two more. Dianne Feinstein, U.S. Senator of California, has been the one investigating Donald Trump and allegations of collusion with Russia. Meanwhile, she's been colluding with China. Chinese investments have made Feinstein super wealthy. She's vice chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, a ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now we've learned she may be the one compromised by a foreign power. It turns out Communist China had a spy in her office. A 20-year employee of Feinstein's was an agent of the Chinese government reporting back to China's Ministry of State Security for well over a decade before he was caught in 2013, according to the FBI. So we're just finding out now. A Chinese-American who doubled as both an office staffer and Feinstein's personal driver, so he knew everything she was talking about. The agent reportedly was handled by officials based out of the People's Republic of China's consulate in San Francisco, which Feinstein helped set up when she was the mayor of the city. Feinstein says she took the staffer off her payroll immediately after the FBI informed her 5 years ago her office had been infiltrated by Chinese intelligence and agents that identified the mole in the briefing. In June 1996, after the staffer had begun working for Feinstein, the FBI detected the Chinese government was attempting to seek favor with the senator, who at the time sat on the East Asian and Pacific Affairs Subcommittee of the Foreign Relations Committee, which oversees U.S.-China relations. Investigators warned her in a classified briefing that Beijing might try to influence her through illegal campaign contributions laundered through corporations and other cutouts. The warning proved prescient. One Chinese bagman, Namping-born John Hung, showed up at Feinstein's San Francisco home for a fundraising dinner with a Beijing official tied to the People's Bank of China and the Communist Party Committee. As a foreign national, the official wasn't legally qualified to make the $50,000 plate donation to dine at the banquet. After a Justice Department task force investigated widespread illegal fundraising during the 96 Clinton re-election campaign, Feinstein returned more than 12,000 contributions from donors associated with Wang, who was later convicted of campaign finance fraud along with other Beijing bagmen. Still, Beijing got its favored trade status extended thanks in part to Feinstein. Feinstein also led efforts to bring China into the World Trade Organization in 1999, which gave Beijing permanent normal trade relations status and removed annual congressional review of the human rights and weapons proliferation records. Feinstein, still among the Senate's most influential China doves, travels to China each year. Joining her on those trips is her multi-zillionaire investor husband, Richard Bloom, who has benefited greatly from the relationship. Starting in 1996, as China was aggressively currying favor with his wife, Blum was able to take large stakes in Chinese state-run steel and food companies and has brokered over $100 million in deals in China since then, with the help of partners who sit on the boards of Chinese military front companies like Costco and Citic. China investments have helped make Feinstein, who lives in a $17 million mansion in San Francisco and keeps a $5 million vacation home in Hawaii, one of the richest members of Congress. Keep in mind, I told you just a couple of weeks ago how the United States Senator Claire McCaskill, Democrat of Missouri, her husband has gotten $100 million in United States government contracts since she's been a U.S. senator. Now we find out Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy, and her and her husband made hundreds of millions of dollars. Amazing. Just amazing. Democratic Party. Is there anybody in the Democratic Party that's honest? Anybody at all? Anybody who cares about America? I think not. When we get back, it's time for Newsmax TV.
Any product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com.
MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
.org.